finish a few more of these things. Okay, we're still discussing what you could use your Maaser money from. Which kinds of mitzvahs are, if you're giving Maaser religiously, purely, it has to go pretty much to tzedakah. But we said if you reserve the right to use it for mitzvahs, and they have to be mitzvahs that you are not 100% required to do, right, so then you can use your Maaser for those mitzvahs too. So now we're discussing which kind of mitzvahs are. If you want to buy a Sefer Torah, okay, since there could be a mitzvah to buy a Sefer Torah, you can't use Maaser money. But however, since there are opinions that Bizman Hazeh you're not required to write a Sefer Torah, right, buy Sfarim or whatever, then you can volunteer. If you want to have a chelik in writing a Sefer Torah, and you don't really have to do it, you want to volunteer to do it, like the Sefer Torah in the shul, you can use Maaser money from that. What else? To pay tuition for poor people to learn Torah, Vada, you can use your Maaser money for that. If you want to make a shutfis and support somebody in learning, Yisachar and Zvula. So you're not mechuyev to do that. And so some people hold you're therefore allowed to use Maaser money. Others hold that since it's a business deal and you're benefiting from it, that you can't use Maaser for that. It's like investing in a business. Okay, there's a mitzvah of hakbolas p'nei rabo. Mitzvah, at least on Yontes, to go and greet your Rebbe. Right? Could be that's the reason that... and what's Shailan Shabbos, that the minig is to go around and say good Shabbos to the Rav, right, to the kindest mitzvah, Akbolas Bnei Rabbo. So if it costs money to do that, right, you have to go travel, like Hasidim, go to the Rebbe for Yontif or whatever, since it's really not 100% chiyuv, right, so you can decide to use Maaser money to be able to do that. Okay. Also, if you want to volunteer to do things to save people's lives, which is a mitzvah, like donating blood, but you need to get there to the blood mobile, so you can take the car fare to get there from what's it called, from Maaser. Okay. How about to make aliyah? Okay. Some hold that since it's a chiyuv to make aliyah, right, person really barring any circumstances that prevent him, right, and there are circumstances you can read in the book
dwell in the palace.
What the
introduction, 27
right,
pages.
Right. So right. The what's it called? Barring that, there's a chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael. So then you can't take it from Maaser. Others hold no. Lamaisa, since there are so many reasons why today people could exempt themselves, so a person who wants to be mekayim that mitzvah, right, can use Maaser money to enable himself to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. However, stam to visit Eretz Yisrael, right, or to visit people here, or come, you know, on a tiul, right, that you can't use Maaser from. There, even though there is some that hold as a mitzvah, even to just visit Eretz Yisrael. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael 100%, but partially you're mekayim that mitzvah. So even though that's not enough of a mitzvah to use Maaser money, it's mostly enjoyment. People come here, they come for their own personal enjoyment. That you can't use Maaser. Okay. Okay. What else? Simchas Chosn V'Kala. Okay? You want to use money to attend a chasana, okay, that you wouldn't be able to attend otherwise. So that again is for your edification, even though it's a mitzvah, but they could do without you. You want to be there, so you can't use Maaser money for that. However, if you know that the Chosson and Kala want you to be there very, very much, and they can't afford to bring you in, okay, and what's it called? They're poor people, and this way you're doing them a favor by coming, right? So then you could use Maaser money, because you're not doing it for your pleasure. The Mamish doing it is as a nedava. You're it's as if you would be giving money to a poor Kala, right, to get something that she really needs to set up her household. She really needs you to be at the chasana, because it would mar her simcha. Then you can use Maaser money to get to that chasana too. You can't use Maaser money to buy tefillin for your child who you're chayiv to buy tefillin for. However, you could buy him a minimum pair of tefillin. You can add to the hider from Maaser money. So in other words, if a minimum pair of tefillin, let's say, is $100, but you want to spend $500 to get him a mehudar one, the extra $400 you could use for Maaser money. Okay, you can buy a grave for Maaser money, not for yourself, for someone else. Okay, some people would love to buy graves for other people. But we're talking about people who need them at the time. Because that's a tzedakah, right? People who can't afford to buy a grave, you can buy them a grave. It's a tzedakah. However, for your own sake, right? Obviously, that's not tzedakah. That's not it's a mitzvah to be buried, but there's no mitzvah to use Maaser money for yourself, to buy a kever.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that? Why is there a mitzvah to do it for yourself? Maybe you're giving tzedakah to those people who would be mechayiv to bury you.
Because you have a chiyuv. Well, I don't know if you have a chiyuv when you're alive. The minig is for people to buy kvarim before they die. It's a skula for long life too, to buy a kever. Right, segula to live a long time, right? To have already karka.
A husband buying for family members, like for his children or his wife.
Yeah, that should be okay. Wife not, because he's chayiv to bury his wife. Most husbands are mekayim that every day. But there's a mitzvah for a husband to bury his wife.
So that would, right, that's for the children.
That he can do. But his children, there's no mitzvah for him to provide kvarim for his children.
Young children. Or the
Rahman child dies, I'm not sure if a father has to pay for that. It could be the tzibur has to pay. Not sure.
So then in that case, then he's giving tzedakah
for his children. That's the wife or the children, yes.
Can I go back to the wedding for a second? Could you use Maaser money to pay for someone else to go to a wedding in that situation? In other words, where you know it's important to the chassan or kala for that person to be there, and neither the chassan and kala or that person
can afford the ticket. And you're giving the chassan and kala something that they need. Yeah, that's like giving tzedakah.
But the price, the presents that you give at a chasana don't come from Maaser money.
It depends. A normal, let's put it this way. If somebody gave you a present by one of your children's chasanas or your chasana, then the minig is to give it back, right? At least something similar. What? So then you can't take that from Maaser. But if you want to give more and the chasana and kala are poor, right, then you can use Maaser money for any extra than was a normal custom to give. Mm-hmm. In other words, you go to a wedding, it's expected that you, let's put it this way, by Ashkenazi weddings, it's not as expected as much as by Sephardi weddings. Mm-hmm. There's a certain culture over there that they make the wedding extremely expensive and expect very, very big presents. Right, it's like a known fact.
You pay for your meal, that's what I've heard.
Yes, I'm sure they do it.
Right, and they make it badafka expensive, so you pay more. I don't know exactly why that it would be. Mm-hmm. Right, but you, they, and sometimes they can be, you know, like be toveya. somebody gave less, they have timers on them. They let them know. Right? You didn't give enough. Or whatever. In that situation, it's a cultural custom to do it. You can't use Maisa for that. But where you vinyotze the cultural custom, and you want to give more because the Chasan Kala need it, that's called tzedakah. Mm-hmm. And that's okay to give for Maisa.
What is the custom here? What would we say around in this area?
I don't know. Everybody's different. It depends what a person can afford. Mm-hmm. Right? I would imagine that giving, a check for 50 shekel, 100 shekel, is what, for a chasana, most people could. It at least covers what you ate, usually. Why? 80 shekel for a portion? No? That's, okay, 100 shekel? It depends on, where you have the thing. Right? If you have it on the basketball court, it's not, Dimol, different story. Right?
it's more than 80 shekel.
Is all the travel, like traveling to a wedding or like these things that can be counted from Maisa that we're talking about, can that also be for other things, like, I don't know, sending a boy to yeshiva or like travel expenses for other things? Like,
to send it to yeshiva, you can take, if you could send it to a close by yeshiva, but you want to send to a better one farther away, then those are extra expenses. Yeah, those you can take from Maisa.
But if you don't have... There's no bus, and you don't have a car or something. Like you can money from a taxi or something like that.
If there was another way that you could be mekayim, sending your kid to yeshiva close by, just not on the same part, but acceptable.
All these kids that are now traveling to go to Jerusalem for school, because there isn't anything here for them, their transport back and forth, their parents can count as miser.
Since, you could minimally send them to somewhere close to home, except that you want to send to a better place. Mm-hmm. Usually that's the case. Okay, a sudas mitzvah, like a bris, bar mitzvah, those are things that people have to do, right? You don't have to, there you can't take that from Maisa. However, if you're making a bigger suda, right, and you don't really have to, but you, for whatever reason, you need more people to come or whatever. Then for the extra, you could use Maisa.
Like you have to pay for the first minion of people, and anything after that, you can use Maisa.
It depends. Here's the same thing. What's
the
standard in the community? Anything more than the standard?
Like with one of your children is having a bris, and you want to invite a bunch of people. And you feel like because the parents do that, and so you give the children some money.
Yeah, if it's expected that the grandparents invite people, and the people will be insulted if they weren't invited, then you can't take that from Maisa. Because the rule is something you have to do, you can't take from Maisa.
No, but I'm saying
but if you want to enhance their suda. You don't have to invite these people, but you want to give them an extra, so it's a nicer suda, whatever. So you're basically giving them tzedakah, that they'll be able to make the suda nicer. They could do it minimally and be yotze. You want to make it nicer, that you could take from Maisa. Paying debts from Maisa. Okay? So here it depends. If you're paying somebody else's debts, that for sure is tzedakah. Okay, if they're poor people. Pay your own debts. So basically, if you could afford to pay it from your own money, then you can't pay it for Maisa. You have to pay back your debts. What happens if you're poor and you hit on bad times and you just can't pay back the chiyuv, can't pay back the debt, and the person that you owe the money to needs that money? Then you can pay back the debt from Maisa. Here, it's better to keep a record, and if you become rich, to pay back the miser from what you paid. But in order the person should be able to get his money back, you're doing him a favor, for whoever loaned you the money, by getting his money back, that you can use miser at least temporarily, and could be, even if you'll never come onto good times, you could pay your debts in that way, if you're poor, from miser.
So, my husband married me with... school loans for my son.
With?
School loans for my son. And okay. I'm still paying. And he pays them. Can that come off as my husband's meiser for secular college?
It depends. Your son, who would have to pay that if he doesn't pay?
I took out the loans.
So, and when he married you, he accepted that?
He accepted my debts.
Yeah, so if he accepted it to pay for Meiser, then there's
no,
something...
He didn't say accepted to pay for Meiser, right. He just accepted me with everything that came with me.
Yeah, okay, so so he's probably obligated to pay it back, uh-huh. Independent of that, now he can't use Meiser for it, probably.
Probably. I should have made a prenuptial with him.
Right, that he could use Meiser for it. Okay. Maybe. I'm not 100% sure. But
what if we get divorced and they get remarried? And
you don't have to. It doesn't have to be that that drastic. It could be there's a way to do it without that.
Anyway.
It could be there's a way to do it without that. But let me think about it and ask me again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.